Top Dragon.
That's
Preston.
Yes.
This is Carl. Carl Sanders, how you doing?
Carl, right here.
Glad to talk to you. Listen, I called you because Dan Moore had told me, you know, this thing they had in West Virginia the other night. I want to tell you, I told him then I wasn't going to any White House, any part of any exodus or any part of any group of governors to come over there and engage in any type of discussion of the type they're talking about. I told Dan, I just want to tell you that I'm busy as a bumblebee. You know how I feel, and anytime I want to sit down and talk to you, I'll sit down and talk to you in person. And I just can't come to Texas, and I want you to know why.
Understand that, and I thought that there's a cruel thing
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I'm the last man on the totem pole, you know, and they went in there, didn't have anything on the agenda, and they started around the thing, the table, and when they got around the end of the table, I told them, I said, there are a lot of things as far as certain things that somebody could say could be done or shouldn't be done, and I said, I'm not going to engage in that, but I'll tell you all right now, I'm not going to the White House. You know, talking about calling the president, go to the White House, and I said, deal me out, I'm not going to be there. And I want you to know that, and so when it was over, I went upstairs and went to bed. I called Marvin Watson, he couldn't get him on the phone Saturday morning because he was tied up. I just wanted you to know that I'm not coming out there with my knife in my hand and trying to sit down and carve on your good person. I wanted you to understand if they showed up, why wouldn't they?
Well, I sure do, Carl. I wouldn't expect you to be because you're too decent for that. This damn fella Hughes, I was sick in bed and I let him fall on my bed, though, and he sat there for an hour. And all he did was consider the voters of Angola for not voting for the congressman.
Right.
And I told him that I didn't consider it any repudiation of me that when I went on the ticket, I elected 5 in Michigan, and when they all got defeated. When I went on the ticket, I picked 5 in Ohio.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it if Tim Rhodes the congressman themselves. When I ran on the ticket, I elected 3 from California.
Right. Well, they all got problems. I think you got more than anybody else. So I just want you to know I wouldn't add any more problems to you. And even if they don't show up out there, and I wasn't going to be there. I want you to know this wasn't new. I told them the other night up there that I wasn't going to the White House. I thanked them and went to bed, and I just want you to know if they show up and I'm not there, I want you to know where it was. I don't know, Dan Moore, he might go, and I said, well, Dan, you go, could you? He said, well, I feel like, he was asked for it. He said, I think ought to go, and I said, well, Dan, I'm not going to go. I think Dan's all right. I think, I don't know whether he's coming or not. I just told him I was not coming. Nobody has talked to me about it. He told me that he had a call with you and Smith, so I didn't talk to anybody else about it.
They want to come.
Huh?
They want to come.
Well, they do want to come, you say?
I think they want to come.
I thought he told me he would come in tomorrow.
I told him they wanted to.
Well, I gathered, I thought you told him to come tomorrow.
I don't want to tell him anything. I want to get on down here to send the newspapers. For any reason, I've seen 699.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know all about that.
He has been educated, and I invited him. He's trying to get his attention.
Well,
I can meet with people who won't come when I'm done.
I agree with you. And as I say, I know you got lots to be worried about than this, but I just didn't want to add any more pittance to it. I just want you to know if I wasn't there, you know where I am. You need me a minute?
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Okay? Have a good Christmas, yeah?
See you.
Awesome.